that's not enough here. We're at holding today on Daf Chaf Hey. We're still on the bottom of Chol Dalet on the Beis. We're starting the stories today of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Basically, yesterday we had the opening story of when he was traveling and he was in Mitzpalil that it shouldn't rain, and we talked about how to stack up Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa against the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol for all of Klal Yisrael. And today, in fact, the Gemara shows that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, in a sense, is keneged kol olam kulo, because Omer Avir Amarav, the Kol Yom V'Yom Bat Kol Yotzeit V'Omeret. Every single day, a heavenly voice comes out and says, "Kol olam kulo nizon b'shvil Chanina b'ni, v'Chanina b'ni dayo b'kav charuvim erev Shabbat erev Shabbat." Chanina ben Dosa was exceedingly poor, and yet supported in his chus the entire world. So the Baska would point out the irony that there's enough money from Chanina ben Dosa to support Donald Trump, but not enough for him to be able to buy more than this for Kavod Tu Bishvat, a little bit of charuvim for the whole week, and that's all that he had to eat. Havi regil, obviously the two are interdependent. Havi regila deviso, the michma tanura kol melei shabbat. His wife was so embarrassed by their horrific state of poverty that she would pretend every Erev Shabbos that she had a meal to cook. So she would put in some smoke-producing things into the oven and light them so that the chimney was flowing with the wet wood that she had stuck in there.
Charlie Chaplin.
And that way, v'shadi aktata, she would put down something that would smoke up. Mishum kisuva, he was embarrassed. Everybody else was able to bake l'kavod Shabbos, and what is she doing? She's not doing a thing. She's sitting around in the house doing nothing. She had a rotten neighbor who would say to herself once, I know they don't have a thing in the house. What is this smoky? My coolie high. Why don't I go in and pretend I need to borrow a cup of sugar or something? I want to see what's going on in there. So Ozla Batarfa, she goes over and knocks on her neighbor's door. Poor Mrs. Chanina is ichzefa, she's so embarrassed. Va'ayla linderuna. So she goes out to the other room in the closet, and she doesn't want to be standing there. Ita'avid lanisa, but a miracle happens. Dechazel tanura mole lachma, that the woman who comes in sees the oven as if it's full of bread. The agna mole lisha, there's this the kneading dish bowl is full all the way, it's overflowing. Omrala, so the neighbor shouts out, "Hey, missy, palita, aitamasa, the kachorich lachme, hurry up and bring the tool to take off the spatula that takes off the bread from the edges of the oven. Your bread is starting to burn." Omrala, so she says, yeah, that's where I am. I went to get it. Afanila achi island. So Tana, actually, there's a brisa that says that she really did. Afila ave marda nichtasavim. They should be limited, but you see my tash. She figured God wouldn't let her. I better go and get something to take off the bread before it burns. There's no bread there. Omra le devisa. So his wife says to him, to Chanina, "Ad emas niza v'nitz tayer kulei. How long are we supposed to go on suffering like this?" Amarla, so he says to her, "So what do you suggest? My Navid, what should we do?" She says, what do you mean, what should we do? You're the guy that does everything over here. Mr. Miracle Worker, you're asking me what to do. Boy, rachamim v'nisiv alachamim. Ask for rachamim that something should be given to you. So boy, rachamim. So sure enough, rachamim is misfalo. Yatzta kemin pisat yad. So a hand appears coming from the sky. And gives him a leg made out of solid gold that had obviously been broken off from a golden table. Very suggestive. So what happens is, okay, that here there's some girsa problems of whether we should use Loshen Zohar or Loshen Akeva, or we should use a transitive verb or an intransitive verb. The way we have it over here is Chazoy means that he would see, which was not the case. Chazya would mean that his wife saw, they showed to his wife. Chazya was Rashi's girsa. So Chazya Bechalma, they showed his wife in a dream. That the tzaddikim in Olam Haba are going to be sitting and eating on these tripod supported tables, which itself rather suggestive. Normally people talk about four-legged tables. That is a very modern design in Olam Haba. And And she, on the other hand, the Ihur, but she saw anyway her husband eating aptura, the tray carry, and there were only two legs on his table. Uh-oh, where did that other leg come from, that leg that was handed to us? So she realized that there's trouble. So he says to her, it's the correct girsim, Yaakov's girsim, the way that everybody takes the Gemara. Omar la, so he said to her, so are you happy? I mean, nechalach, the mechalach, the kuli amah, aptura, the mishlam. Are you happy that everybody else gets a full table and we're going to be sitting over there holding up the table while we eat? So she says no, is the also the girsa. So he says, so what do we do now? So she says, it's Omar, he said to her, my Navi, what should you do? What should I do now about it? It's too late now. It's what happens. Comes from listening to you. Anyway, so Omar Lai, so she says to him, boy, Rachmi, the Lish Kliminet. What do you mean? Go ask Rachamim and let that hand come back and take it back where it belongs and put the table back together. So boy, Rachmi Vishaklu, indeed he was misfollowed. And the hand came back and took it back. And it says in the Braisa, Gadol haya nes acharon yoter min harishon. It's a much bigger miracle what happened afterwards, because the Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah that the mi of Yahweh, but Mishka lo shakli, God gives things, he never takes them back. I mean, right? You wanted it, now you deal with it. Don't come to me.
All purchases are fine.
Better watch out and make sure you're sure that you want that dream to come true.
You will surely get it. That's the same. You should be careful with what you
want. That's right. Chapi Shimshay, Chazi Labarte, Dahavet Atziva. One time during Ben Hashmarshes of Shabbos, which he was quite surprised to find now his daughter being so sad. Come on, it's Shabbos. What's wrong? I'm related. What's wrong? You'll soon find out. I took the vinegar container, poured it into the neiros, and lit the vinegar instead of the oil. So we're going to be having a dark Shabbos. We'd like him in Arla Shabbat. Amar la biti, what's the big deal? What do you think? You think that oil has some kind of magical presence in the world, that it's the only thing that has energy. Misha amar l'shemen v'yidlok v'yomar l'chometz v'yidlok. I mean, ultimately, the vinegar's got as much energy in there as the oil. As far as you're concerned, you better hope you don't use the whole thing. So, God says that the oil can burn, the vinegar can also burn. Don't worry about it. And Tana hayad olek v'olek kol hayom kulo, it actually burned the entire day, and it kept burning at night, so they used it for outdoors. Just to prove the point.
That's not
silver kind of
using
the whole discussion about that. We're going to get back to it. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Avalehanach, easy. Chanina ben Dosa had these goats that he was raising, Omrulay, so the neighbors complained, Komafsidon, the goats are attacking our fields and they're uprooting the things and get rid of them. So Omar Rabbi Chanina said, "Ika matzda nichlino dubi." If you're right, and they're actually taking anything from your sukkah, may they be eaten by wolves. V'ilo, but if not, I'm telling you right now, I want every single one of them to be carrying a wolf on its horns tonight. We'll see who's boss. At night, every last one of his goats came back with a wolf impaled on his horn. Another story was that he had a neighbor that was building a house, had built this whole house. She had hired an Israeli architect. So he came back to put on the roof. Obviously, the beams didn't fit the house, which was a disaster. So she comes to him, and they say this was supposed to be a bridge for the Olympics or something. So Amralei, Baniti Beiti, Velokamata Kishuroi, I already built the whole house, and now we're trying to put on the roof, and it doesn't reach from one end to the other. Amala Mashmech, what's your name? Amralaiku. Raiku, Nimti Kishuraiach. Your korot should go where they need to. Tana Higiu Achiatsu Amalakan Vamalakan. Not only did they reach, they stretched out an Amma on either end. Again, we like to make a point of it. We're going to do it more than right. The Yeshom Rim, others say that it wasn't that they actually stretched, but that Snifim Asa'um, they made it like the korot became as if they were connected with larger pieces. Not that the same piece stretched, but like there were pieces of wood that had gotten stuck onto it. And Tanya Plimu Aimer, Plimu was reported as saying that Anira Itiotoabai, I actually saw that house. Weird. There were korot that were yotzot amalekan v'amalekan. I asked what that is. Everybody said that this. All the tourist guys were saying. By itz, Shakira Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef b'tfiloso. This is the famous house. They still show this house today. This is the famous house that Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef actually roofed over with his tefillos. Now wait a second. Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef, Echon Havelu Izim. Where the heck would Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef get Izim from? I mean, he was poor as could possibly be, right? The ode, furthermore, Omrucha Chamin Eim Megadlin Beima Daka Beretz Yisrael. You're not even allowed to raise Beima Daka in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gro takes this out, this last piece, and all of the Achronim people, without seeing the Gro, prove that it doesn't make any sense from the Hemshech of the Gemara. Came out everybody, and it's from the Girsa that's brought by the Balei HaTosfos. It's clear that none of this was here. The entire story piece that follows was put in later. And so we have Amar Rabbi Pinchas Maaseh V'Yavar Adam Echad Al Petach Beito V'Niach Shem Tarnegolim. One time, a guy was traveling by Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef's home and left a chicken container there with some young chicken. His wife found these chickens. And he said to her, look, you can't eat it because it doesn't belong to us. So what we have to do is we have to basically get as much possible, take care of it as much as we possibly could in order to give back the owner what he could possibly have gotten himself. I mean, maybe he would have eaten the eggs, but maybe he would raise them. I mean, so from these tarnagolim, you never know what could happen. Anyway, here, Bubeksim, because they kept it, nobody ate the eggs. They very soon had a few thousand little chickens there. And so things were going out of the house. I mean, they had no place in their house anymore. The Tarnagolim were pecking and biting. So they decided they're going to sell the Tarnagolim and they're going to buy Izim. Easier to care for than all these Tarnagolim climbing all over the place. So they bought Izim. A few years later, the guy passes by, walking with a friend, and he says to his friend, oh, wow, remember that time I was traveling by? This is where I sat down the Tarnagolim. And like an idiot, I left him here and drove up. So Shama Rabbi Chanina, here's the guy. Oh, says to him, Yeshka Bem Siman, tell me, can you prove that they were your Tarnagolim? So Amar Lohim, he gives them a Siman of Tarnagolim, and Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef tells him, well, we've got, a few thousand goats here for you that your Tarnagolim turned into. And those were the Izim, the Aiti Dubi Bikornayo. Those were the famous goats that got those wolves on their horns. Of course, this doesn't answer the question of, you're not allowed to raise Izim in Eretz Yisrael, which is why the whole thing doesn't really make too much sense. There must have been a reason that he could have raised the Izim that the Gemara is not discussing anyway. Fine, it says that in the places of Midbar where things aren't growing, he was obviously not raising them in his home. The neighbors were telling that some of them were going into the Yishur and taking from the fields. There's no way sort of raising outside in the Midbar area. Raising these sheep, which he replied, if that's the case, that he did this nice in order to show that that clearly they were not in the Yishuv, they were only in the Midbar. Otherwise, it would have been a question him of being Megadol Beimadak in Eretz Yisrael, which is Osir. There is another Girs in which the guy lost an Eis, not a Tarnagol, and in that case, he was a Shamer. It wasn't up to him about what he was going to do. He got locked up into this. That was the Girs of the Balei HaTosfos, in which case the Gemara was addressing the issue as well. We don't have to take out the first one. Rebbe Lazar ben Pedat. This is one of the most astounding words in Yas, is this piece of Gemara. Rebbe Lazar ben Pedat was also the Chikal of Milta Tuva. He was extremely poor. Avad Milta. Now, normally, when you would have your blood let, you would need to have a little Sa'uda and restore yourself. You felt a little faint from the bloodletting. Okay, but he didn't have any. Lo havelei midi lemitam, he didn't have anything to eat. So Shokal borrowed the tuma after his bloodletting. The only thing that he had was a little piece of garlic, a slice of garlic. So he puts this garlic in his mouth. The guy fainted. He was like, so that's all he needed was garlic after bloodletting. So he fainted. Oh, it's a rabbanon l'shiul. I bet the rabbanon come to find out how he's doing this. They know that he'd been to the doctor, to the surgeon that day. So chazyuda kabochi v'chayef, they see that in this faint, he's crying and laughing simultaneously. Nafak tzitzit the nur me'aputa, and they see sparks flying out of his forehead. What's going on with this guy? So ki'itar, when he woke up again, omrolei, well, what was going on over there? My time kabochita v'chayefta, you cried and you laughed. Amalo, I'll tell you, I had this vision. My vision was that God was sitting next to me. The Amrele, so I asked him, Admatai et sterbai alma, how much do I have to go through in this world that's just miserable? I'm so poor. Amarli, so he says to me, Elazar beni, listen, my son. I mean, there's not much I can do for you, but well, I'll tell you what I could do, if you want. We could start the universe over again. The next time, you might randomly be born in a better economy. You might be born in a better economy, then you won't have to suffer so badly. You can't expect me to be miraculous. What do you want? I should bring you with my hand and throw money into your bank account. Amre lekamei. So I said to God, Kule hai vefshar. You're going to start the whole universe over, and now you're telling me maybe? I mean, if you would tell me for sure, it'd be one thing. You can't even give me a guarantee if you start the universe over again? Oh, God.
So, yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Give me, I need another piece of information. De chayaitve or de chayan? Do I have more time to live, or am I already over most of my life? Amarle de chayita, I'm afraid to tell you, but you've already, you're more than halfway through. So then I said, Amarle kamei, I came, came, loba, he it's not worth it already. If I've gotten through most of it, I might say, the heck with it. We'll live through it till the end. I mean, to start the whole universe over again, and most of my life, okay, yeah, come here. Amarle Zakarish Baruch Hu says to me, you know, you saved me a lot of tears, but to start the whole thing over again would have been, you know, this reboot, take forever. So I'll tell you what, Baha'i Agra, in the Schar, the Amarta Loba Ina, since you told me you don't have to be Matriach to go and rebuild the whole universe, Yahim Nelecha Da'am B'da'asi Tleisa Narvata the Mashka Farsamon Nachyan, I am going to give you, in the world to come, 13 rivers full of flowing myrrh, as large as the river Parat, and as large as the Diglat, the Mangatamahu, that you should be able to really enjoy yourself to make up for all of this pain you're suffering. I'm in the comments, so I said to God, that's it? I have it too low, I understand. That's the most you can afford for me. Amarle, so God says to me, Eliezer, I mean, Lechabracha, Maya, you've not, and what do you want? Eliezer, what am I going to give your friends? I mean, you want to take every? So I said to him, I understand. I mean, Anabigav the Letle Baina. I mean, I'm asking from somebody who doesn't have enough resources. I mean, I thought this was at least Donald Trump, but okay, you can't afford more than that. Machin Baskutla Putoi, so he flicked his fingers against my forehead. V'amarli Elazabri, Giri Bachagiri, my little boy Elazar. I'm shooting my arrows at you, sweetheart. So that's when the sparks were coming, that's what you saw. I was crying when I found out I'd already lived most of my life. I was happy when I saw the Naharis Tefarsimon. You see, you saw all this mixture of emotions in me. A remarkable story. For the implications of the story are just absolutely mind-boggling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him he could be next time. Maybe the universe would work out differently. I mean, you understand the implications of such a thing in terms of the randomness of the development of the universe. You can't give me a guarantee. I don't know. Maybe you'll be born at a better time. What do you expect? What do you expect? you want a mechanical universe? Or you want a universe where you can be something? I don't know what you want from me. You know, like people expect change. We have to change it. We start over. Maybe it'll be different. Unbelievable. The other pella is that in a random universe, you could still speak to a loser. I mean, the first reaction that you would have is if you start the universe over again,
who knows,
then it isn't me. You do something in your life over again. It's back in the future. I mean, that isn't so bad. What's the... Why is that me? Well, you see, the unique configuration of information, at least for tzaddikim, or you know, particular individuals, is something that is that goes beyond the contingency elements of the world. So a person who is a person, an integrated person, is a particular form of information that would exist in any conceivable universe that could support life. And that's a strange kind of thing to say, that on the one hand, the contingent issues like the economy would be completely random. But on the other hand, I could still talk to you and say you would have a different life. Well, obviously, you would, you know, who's you? It's an amazing Gemara, absolutely amazing. I mean, the level of the relationship is just, it's wild. Rav Chama Bar Chanina goes to Anita, v'lo atamitra. Rav Chama Bar Chanina made a tiny swans and it didn't lay. Well, Merlei, so they said to him, well, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, he's goes to tiniest and it works. What's wrong with you? V'yotimitra. Omar Lahu, so he said to them, look, let me tell you something. Rashi learns like this. Ho'ana habar livoi. Heck, there's me in this world and there's the son of Levi. And you're really sure than Levi. When you call me the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's a much greater man than me. But the other way of learning this Gemara is like this. Because we'll see how it turns into the sugya later on. Okay, let me tell you something, guy. You're complaining, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. How about if the two of us get together? I can't make things worse. There's me, and here is Bar Levoy. Ask him to come, and we'll make a tainus together, and we'll be mechaving our das together. Efshir the tavri tzibura lagbayu the atimidu. Maybe that's something to do with the tzibur. So maybe the two of us together, it's possible that we can get this no good tzibur over here to do teshuva. Bon rachmi. So the two of them together were mevakish rachmi v'lo asimitra. Still didn't rain. Omar lahu. So then he said to the tzibur, Necha lepushi avom matar bishvilenu. Are you necha? That some learn like this, that even if you won't be zofer, that we should bring in our schus for you, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should only respond to me and Bar Levoy, and it shouldn't have anything to do with you. Amru lohen, what can we do? Okay, so if that's the case, it's b'pchinat gazar amar vayokem loch. So he turns to the rakia, and he says, Rakia, rakia, kasi panayich. Cover your face with clouds, he says to the sky. Lo yechsin. Nothing happens. Amar, so he says, what chutzpah the sky is today? Unbelievable chutzpah. Kama azim pnei rakia. I'm telling you, the sky's getting to be out of here. So, okay, yichsev yatamitra. Then it started raining on me. Mela, chutzpah, and I'm tolerant. Now, Levi was once gozer at tainis. Velo asimitra. Amar lefanav, so Levi said, Ribono shel olam, alita v'yashavti b'morom. It's clear that you've gone on vacation. Ve'ina tamarachem abanel. You don't care anymore about what's going on around you. Atimitra, it starts to rain, but Levi goes late. A person should be very careful not to speak with too much chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A great man decided to take God to task, and he ended up lame. Who am I referring to? Levi. Wait a minute, but that's not how Levi got lame. Wasn't it that Levi was showing how to do kiddah? When you go down completely flat down, hold yourself up only on your thumbs, and then pick yourself up from the ground without bending, so that all of the pressure is on the base of your spine. And that did it. He was never able to walk again properly. But, I mean, that had nothing to do with Beitiyah Korim Klapi Mala. No, but you see, it was Hava Hagormalei. If he hadn't said that Klapi Mala, then when he showed Rebbe how to do Kida, he wouldn't have guessed something would happen to him. But now this Maisa happened, everybody understood that it was a punishment for how we had spoken with Chutzpah. Rebbe Chia Bar Luliani, Shamina L'Halach Hanani Dekahamre. So Rebbe Chia Bar Luliani, the time where there was a drought, he hears these clouds talking to each other. And Dekahamre, Netu V'Netvi Maya Ba'amonu Moav. Let's go, boys. We're heading off to Amonu Moav to drop all this water there. Certainly don't want to drop it over here in Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe Chia Bar Luliani turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you know, Ribono Shel Olam, Kishenatata Torah Lamcha Yisrael Chazarta Kol Omot Olam. You try that. You wanted to give the Torah to Ammon and Moab. What did they say to you? No way. So we're the ones who took the Torah. Now it comes to give the Geshem. It's all the way back to the Geshem Torah relationship we spoke about at the beginning of the Sabbath. Achshav atanotein lahem matar? What? So they should get the rain. Do hacha. Throw that rain down right here. Shadu adu. Takes a time from the rain. All the rain came down on the spot. Dorash Rebbe Chia Bar Luliani, Mai Dechtiv Tzadik Atamar Yifrach. This is good for the Seder of Tu B'Shvat that you quote this story. Tzadik Atamar Yifrach Erez Balvanan Yizget. Im Ne'emar Tamar, Lama Ne'emar Erez. I mean, these are like two very, very different kind of trees. But if it compares a tzadik to a tamar, so then why does it compare to an Erez? So Lama Ne'emar Erez. Im Neemar Erez? Lama Neemar Tamar? I'll tell you. Because Ilu Neemar Tamar. Velo Neemar Erez. Yiti Omer Ma Tamar. Im Gizom Machlif. You know, the Tamar is a beautiful tree. But you cut it down and it does not regrow. It just remains there. So I got to put out new shoots of tamar, of date palm, out of its broken base, trunk.
We still say Moepe Adana. Moepe Aetz.
Amen. Yeah, that's not one of the characteristics of bracha. It should be able to be aimed. It's a completely different usage of the term. There it means that it's not something that stays in the ground. It needs to regrow each year. Regrows each year is a different issue. That's like a banana. Yeah. Banana looks like a tamar, but it's the opposite type of gizom. Achlif means that it regrows. Mm-hmm. So then it's a plant, it's not a tree. The point of a tree is that it's kinea eti, man, it stays there.
So what does it mean this
time? Here it means if it's cut, it won't regrow from when you cut it. Not that it naturally doesn't grow each year. So you might think that a tzaddik is like that. Tzaddik, chas v'shalom, in gizom achlif, if something happens to tzaddik, so then he's not going to regrow. Lakach ne'amar Erez. Therefore, it's compared to an Erez. It's interesting because before we said that Bilam gave us a bracha to be like an Erez, and that was a curse because the Erez in Gizom Achliv, right? But we said over there that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it into a bracha with Keres Balavanot, which is Machliv. That's the tikkun of this bracha. Here it's referring, obviously, Keres Balavanot. On the other hand, let's say it would have said Erez, and it wouldn't have said Tamar. But an Erez doesn't have any edible fruit. Maybe he doesn't have any sachar for his maisim. There's no perot of his maisim in Olam Hazeh. Somewhere. The Kach Ne'amar Tamar. Therefore, if we have to tell us both, it has to say Tamar, it has to say Erez. It says both, that to give him both things. I thought Erez is Gizom Achliv. Atanya Lokech Ilan Mechaviro Lokutz. On the contrary, we saw this earlier in the Gemara. Somebody buys rights to cutting down a tree from a friend. Okay? Not to the, so he just has the rights. He has to go in himself, bring a crew, cut down the trees, and so on. So what's the deal? So if he's cutting down a regular tree, he leaves one tefach in height so that the tree can regrow. So then he's kotzeitz. If you're talking about sadana shikma, which has a very rapid regrowth thing, the standard over there on the sycamore, the sadan is like a solid piece of wood, which is the word we use for stocks. So that's shnei tefachim. The ptulata shikma has never ever been cut before. That's shlosha tefachim. Bikanim or bikafanim, things that have places where they branch off rapidly near the bottom. It's been a pakak v'lamala. From the branching, the bottom branching, you can cut, but you need to leave the pakak like you do with the rose bushes. You always cut at the pakak, which from there it branches out. Lamala, yeah, lamala. Benikolim mubarazim, but if you're talking about the dekel and the eretz, then the rights to cut the tree imply the rights to the entire tree, because it won't regrow anyway. And there, chofer lamato mashrish, you cut under the ground and rip it out of the ground, if you shame gizom achlif anyway. So you're telling me we're replacing the erez for the tamar, because we need to have gizom achlif. Here it says, beferish the erez of the tamar, the same thing. How come I ask you b'shar minei arazim? That's different. There's lots of different types of arazim. Remember, we had the maimer of Rabba Baruna. Domer Rabba Baruna, asara minei arazim. And we had before, we were talking about coral and the way that they, how does that relate to an Erez? We talked about the morphology and Shenemar atein b'midbar, Erez, shitav, adas, etz. Tana Rabbana ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah. We spoke about this earlier. This is not the first time. Don't start up with me again. We've already fought this one. Yes, endless number of battles are present. That election we've already gone through. Tan Rabban, Maaseh b'Rabbi Eliezer shegazar 13 tamiyot al tzibur v'lo yordu gishamim. So he went through the whole thing. Three, and the other three, and the seven. Nothing happened. Okay, so everybody's holding about going out of show, talking to their friends, how's the stock market doing today, and so on and so forth. He says, by the way, tikatim kvarim latzibachem. I mean, everybody's arranged for their funeral. That did it. Go, call Ambitfiya. And they start crying, oh my God, it's really serious. Shuv Maaseh another time. Yasser was Yori Lifnei HaTeva. And he did the tefillahs himself. He said the full 24 brachas and nothing happened. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and he says, Avinu Malkeinu. So Yori Rabbi Akiva, after Rabbi Yamar, Avinu Malkeinu Enonu Melech HaAlahata. Avinu Malkeinu Laman Charachem Aleinu. We are the Gisharans of Israel. Apparently it's time to replace the rabbi over here, but Rabbi Eliezer is getting it done. So Yotzta Bat Kov Amra Lomi Bnei Shezeh Gadol Mizeh. Shouldn't be Cheshesh there. It's because Rabbi Eliezer isn't as great as Rabbi Akiva. Ela Shezeh Ma'avir Amidotav, Vezeh No Ma'avir Amidotav. One of them, Rabbi Akiva, so he's misgaber over his normal tendency. He has to fight all the time against his midas. Mashenke and Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have that problem. So even though one, they're both on the same madrega in terms of their measured madrega, but the path of Rabbi Akiva is a more difficult path, and therefore I'm also will be ma'avra on my midas. You don't really deserve the rain, but all right, we'll give it to you.
No matter, it doesn't mean he doesn't, it means he doesn't have to.
That's us, and then he's before Shemur. Yeah, does it make sense?
Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to?
No, Rabbi Akiva has to. He has to battle. Well, yes, it was he didn't have to fight. Rabbi Akiva was constantly fighting. So he was gabber over his natural tendencies. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so I'll be misgabber too. For him, he's a big tzaddik, but why wouldn't he be? He sees the world the way I see the world. Why should he be a tzaddik? Rabbi Akiva is constantly has to battle against his own self.
So the words of his tefillah suggest that as well. Avinu Malkeinu, like
losing a little. I'm not sure. I'm not ready. It's conjecture, but Masha Katuv Katuv. That's good. And we talked about earlier that even if it rains in the middle of the day, but there's also the simpler question: if we have the klal of Mishnah Velo Na'anu, what does Velo Na'anu mean? I mean, a little bit of drizzle, but what's the Avar Elu Velo Na'anu? So in other words, at what point do we continue with the Seder HaTaniyot? It's called the Seder HaTaniyot. And at what point do we stop? Again, we mentioned earlier that a Yochid doesn't stop even in the middle of the day, whereas a Tzibur does. The Yochid looks like it's bargaining, you know. I'll do this as long as you. So what's the shiur? Says that the Rebbe Meir, Kimlo Berech HaMachrisha. If the Berech, which is the part of the plow that you bend down to, that actually goes into the earth itself, which is made out of tough metal. So if that, the entire height of the Berech, of the Machrisha, is penetrated by water, that's enough already to ensure the production of the earth. So says Rebbe Meir. Obviously, it depends on the land that you're dealing with. I mean, bichareva. If you've got land that hasn't been worked and it's very dried and hard, so then for the rain to penetrate, one tefach is already very solid rain. Bebenonit, if you have land that is not that hard, so then two tefach is enough. But avudah, where you've already worked on it and you were hoping for the rain and the rain didn't come, that absorbs a lot of rain. It's already been plowed. Over there, three tefach. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, you know, when it rains, there's two ways of measuring the rain. I mean, you measure the rain from what's falling, and what you're doing is you're saying, well, forget about what's falling. I mean, the question is, what's penetrating? That's all very nice, what's penetrating, but in terms of the impact of the rain, the water table is a very important issue that needs to be determined. I mean, you may not notice how much the rain hasn't penetrated very much on top, but that's because it's running off. So if it's running off, where's it going? It's ultimately raising the water table. Therefore, you should know that in lecha tefach milamala, you don't find penetration of rain coming one tefach on top that you can measure, in which you don't have the equivalent of three tefachim of rise in the water table from underneath. That's what the difference is in how much is absorbed over here. She'im tohom yotzei likrato. It's as if the deeps come out to greet the new rain. Shlosha tefachim. Wait a minute, but it says tefachim. It says the tohom comes out only two tefach. Lo kasha kam bavuda kam b'shein avuda. We're talking about what type of ground we have. If you have avuda, so it's easy to penetrate. It doesn't mean there was a lot of rain and runoff before. But otherwise, a lot of runoff before you get this kind of penetration. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kishim and Askimat Amayi Bechag, when they come in the Beit HaMikdash, they pour the water on the Beit HaMikdash, so what happens is, Tahom Omer Lechaveiro, the depths say to the what remember this water mitaka parakia and water mitalarakia. So there needs to be a balance. That's what the Nisach HaMayim comes to address. That separation, which was the source of all disaster, and the Zohar says, right? It's all dualism comes from that division, which we see. This relates back to the Machlokas Rav Elazar Rabbi Yehoshua. Where does the water come from? If there's water up in the sky, what's the relationship, basically, between the Me'al HaRakia and the Tachat HaRakia? The involvement of bringing the water on the Mizbeach is a reintegration. And actually, it says there that the water was crying, that we'll no longer have any connection to the water Melamala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the melach that's put on the karbonis will always be a sign of the involvement of that water, because that was the original oceans, that melach, in the karbonis. The only time in the year that we directly address with the water is with the Nisach HaMayim. So at that point, the Tahom speaks to the waters above, and says, Abba mimecha, kol shnei re'im anishom. Let your waters flow, because I hear the sounds of two lovers. What is that referring to? Who are the two friends? It says Tahom el Tahom korei lakot sinorecha v'tsinorot, the pathways in the mizbeach, the shisim, and we hear the Tahom speaking to the other Tahom. Kol mishborecha v'galecha layavaro. So now the yayin is coming down, the mayim is coming down, and that should speak to us. Omar Rabba l'didi chazili hai ridya. There's a malach that's in charge of the water in the world. And that water comes, that malach looks like an eagle. And I saw it. And it's domi le'igla, upirsa sivavata. Its lips are separated. And kaima ben tohoma tator le tohoma ilo. It actually sits there, right smack bang at the juncture of the tohom that we talk about underneath our feet, and the tohom above our head. Le tohom ilo amale chashor memeh. To the upper tohom, it says, let your water drip down. The tohom tator. Normally, Abba Memech, let your water flow out. Shinemar, Hanitzanim near Ubaar, it's Eta Zamir Higia, the Kol HaTor Nishma Baratzen, we all understand. The Tor, from the Lushan and the Aramaic, is the call of the shore. So at the time, now, that's the Ridya. So now, at the time in which the opening of the new year is coming now, in other words, the Nitzanim near Uba Aretz, we now see the water flowing in the land.
But not the way we usually understand it, like the blossom, springtime, rain.
Well, it's a remnant. It's a remnant. It's referring to.
Right, no, but this would be before the springtime, right?
It's represented. Yeah, we're not calling the Kol HaTor. We're talking about the Malach that's now going to give us the rains for the year, and the
It works twice a year.
This relates back to the whole machlokas about Benisa Nivral, Tisha Nivral, the relationship to the. Pesach
Shat and Shir Shem is in Nisan, and this is
correct. It relates mamish back to all. We've had a pattern of the discussions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about this issue of the way in which we relate the one part of the year to the other part of the year. We'll talk about it next week. Tu B'Shvat Tzion, remember all that it's all about. Tu B'Shvat Tzion. Nice combination. Mm-hmm. Rosh Hashanah Tu B'Shvat. Maybe we didn't know what we were doing, but what's up?
You
guys should we start the universe over again? Maybe it'll work out. That's every new Daf Yomi cycle. It's amazing. It always works out, but works out different ways.
Right? Isn't that right between?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, boy. Okay.
No, I mean,
I've got 40 hours of shooter muscle. Don't worry, I won't do it. Hayum mit anim v'yardu gishamim kodem anetzakam. Don't rub on it. Remember we talked before, machlokes. At what point it's considered to be enough to cancel your ta'anit? So if it rained before the Netzachama, don't complete the ta'anit that day. Le'achar Netzachama, do complete according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says, no, the demarcation point is chatzot, because look, many people anyway are too busy to eat before chatzot, and you don't really begin to sense the ta'anit until chatzot. So if it rained before Chatzot, lo yashlimu, but li'achar Chatzot, yashlimu. And because then already once you started the Ta'anit, so complete your Ta'anit. That's the real start of the Ta'anit. Rabbi Yossi, forget about Chatzot. If Teisha Sha'ot B'Yom, you really feel a Ta'anit. If it rains before the Teisha Sha'ot, lo yashlimu, la'achar Teisha Sha'ot, yashlimu, I'll prove it to you. She came atzinu ba'achav melech Yisrael. She tanami, Teisha Sha'ot v'lamala. Shenema ha-ra'ita ki nichna Achav. I mean, what happened over there with Achav? I mean, so after the Maisa with the Kerem of Navot, so he's told by the Navi, you know, they lick the blood, and oh my God, he's all upset. So he puts on sackcloth, and he says, Vayotsu, Vayotsu ma'achav. Now that's already by the end of the day. I mean, he's already basically, I mean, he's a king, so he sleeps in late, like I said before, Derech HaMelech, Kumbe. Sholei Shoreis, meanwhile, he's had enough time to, you know, do a few murders and the eminent domain acts in the course of the day, and now he's about to sit down and enjoy himself. And Navi always comes right as you're about to enjoy. You know? It's like the worst times, the worst possible times. Anyway, okay, so he fasts, and it says that he's tzan, he says beferish. So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charota, he won't see the Ra himself, okay? And that means that that's considered to be a tanit. So therefore, says Rav Yossi, how exactly we know it's Tesha Shot, but that doesn't say beferish anywhere. Either it's a Kabbalah or it makes sense, because if you analyze the day of a Melech, that's how we work out. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya goes to Tanit of Yardula and Geshamim Ba'achra Nitzachama. So one time, the years of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, they made a Tanit, indeed it started to rain, but it was already after Nates. So Sovar LaShulmino, so he was following the sheet of Rabbi Meir, he was going to be Mashlim the Tanit. Omale Rabbi Yami, no, that's not the halacha. Kodem Chatzot, V'Yachar Chatzot Shanino. The Maisa, we've been Mekabal, it's a question of before and after Chatzot, and that's the way that we keep the halacha. So you don't have to keep the Tanit, it was after the Nates, but it was before Chatzot. Sure. Chatzot is at 6. By definition, Chatzot is 6 hours. Remember, there's 12 hours. It's a 12-hour clock. 6 hours, and then nine and a half hours is back from Mincha already. So another time it happened, Shmuel HaKotan was Gozer HaTavit, and they had such Hatzlocha, it rained before the Netzachama. Oh! Everybody was so happy. Kisvurim ha'am lomar shvachor shal tzibur. It was such a great tzibur here. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't even want us to fast. Amar lehem to Shmuel HaKotan says to them, how about if we look at it like this? I'm sure lechem mashal. I'll give you a little story what this is like. You know what this is like? L'man davar domeh. L'evet shmevakesh pras mirabo. See, Evet wants a raise in salary. So the Rav says, do me a favor, just give him whatever the heck he wants. I can't stand looking at him and hearing from him. There's a chat over here. These guys are going to come in now, and they're going to do their Avinu Malkeinu shtick and everything. It has to be sick. Just give them the reins and get them out of here. That's what happened. Maybe you should think about it the other way and do tshuva. So Moshe Lomar Davar Domeh Levitch Ravakish Pratzmin Ravam Amtino Lo Achit. Oh, sorry, then the other one. Ravakish Ravam Tnulo Vale Shemakol. I don't want to hear from him. Shuv Shmuel Akatan Gazar Tanit. Another time when Shmuel Akatan was Gazar Yordel Lachamim Leachish Kiyat Hama. So this time it started to rain after the Tainus. Everybody figured, oh, this time at least it's coming because we're so good. So Kitzvonam Lomar Shvachor Shal Tziburu. Says Shmuel HaKatan. Now wait a minute. I don't jump to any conclusions. How about if we look at it like this?
Party pooper.
He rained on that
parade. Lo Shevach Shal Tziburu. I'm Shalakam Mashal. Lomar David Omer. An Eved Mavakish Pras Mirabo. A Maisa, the Rav has made up his mind he's going to give it to him. But he doesn't want him to be happy. So he says to the secretary, you know what? You just let him sit there until he plops is in the waiting room. Then I'll give it to him. I certainly don't want him to, you know, to think it's an easy thing. So Antino lo achit mak make me it's the air, then you can give him. It's amazing. You see this on Harvard all the time. For no reason. They keep you there just to prove the point. You'll wait. You need me. It's all right. You'll get it in the end, but you got to go through the pain. It doesn't help to call and say, look, maybe just this once. Can we do it over the phone? No way.
Asks
the Gemara. So then it's according to him, it's never good. So what would be called good? I mean, so how should a tainus be? You say mashiva ruach and the winds start up, right? And then you say merid hageshem and it starts raining. That's a tainus. That's responsive. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously listening to you. What's this business? You got to wait till the day is over when it gives it to you before it starts. The tainus is itself a mode of relationship. Then we said there was once a maisa v'gazu tanit b'lod, and then they went, he said, go home, make a yanta, and then they came back towards the evening and they said Halel HaGadol. Why didn't they say Halel HaGadol first? Because they had to sit there and eat for a minute. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying Halel. Esther Namar of the name of Halel Mi'ikarov. Why didn't they say Halel up front? Abaye Brava Darmitar Vayu. If you shein omrim halel ela al nefesh sivaya v'keres milaya. Since over a year, what are you saying in the halal? You're going to say that while you're sitting and hungering. It's inappropriate. So you say that halal when you're feeling good and you're feeling full and you're able to describe it from your own sensations. Is that true, Amy? Rav Papa once came to the Beit HaKnesset of Abi Guber, which Rashi says might even be the name of an individual, not necessarily the name of a place. Over there it rained before Chatzot. So how about over there? The Beit HaKnesset in Abi Guber is in L.A. Shani b'nei Machuza, that's Machuza again. You let them eat, and they're drunk by the afternoon. We're going to have them come back and say the Halal HaGadol. Better to say it now? So Shani b'nei Machuza, the Shchich b'hu Shichud. Hadran alach seder ta'aniyot elu. It's three times a year when the Kohanim will actually do Birkat Kohanim four times in a day, which is so rare because we have to have an Ahila. Now, these Taniot, we have an Ahila, as we'll talk about tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Omar la nechalach the mechal rochli ule yam after the mishlam vana after the mitsa omar le nu my nati boy rachme the deshklinu minav okay boy rachme shaklu. You see, you have to go through the pain until you're ready to be satisfied with your situation. Obviously, you could have told him this in the first place. Tana gadol ayah neisa acharon yoter min harishon the gemir the miyav yavik the mishkalo shaklu. We amruli by it zeh shikir Rabbi Chanina Mendoza b'tfilato, and it's a place in Barnea's neighborhood. Where is it, Barnea? No, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza.
Mehechan
avilei izim. Okay, here this is the gears that we have. It seems to be problematic. The oni avi v'adam chomei megadam b'madak beretz Yisrael. Omra Pinchas Maaseh V'yavar Adam Echad Al Petar Beito V'nyech Shem Tanagol V'matztam Yito Shem Chadina Mendoza V'yamar La Al Tochmi Mi Beitzehem V'yirbu Beitzehem V'tanagol V'yimetzarin Otan U'machran V'kana B'demeyem Izi. So Pam Achad Avar Oto Adam Shabbat Bimena V'tanagol V'amar La Kever, oh, here's the place where Nach Tanagol Shili Shomar Rebbe Chinen Amar La, oh, yesh Kabem Siman Amar La, hey, Natan La Siman V'natal Ata Izim. Tana Rabbana, you met anim, you are doing which you can make some loyish and Menachem, it's a commission with every mayor. Rabbi Yudah, you can make a tzot loyish and Menachem, a tzot yashlim. Rabbi Yosef, you can make a tzot loyish and Menachem, a tzot yashlim, which can make a Menachem of Israel. She tana, me tesh shot of the malach, and I read it, can you not have you tonight? Rabbi Yudah, and see, goes the time, meet of Yardal, and Shem Menachem, it's a commission of Ashlumino. Omar Rabbam, we can make a tzot yashlim, a tzot shamir. Shimulaka time, goes the time, meet of Yardal, and Shem, can make a tzot yashlim, a tzot yashlim, ah, shachosh of Tziburu. Amar, and Shalom, and Shalom, and Shalom, this time we made it, huh? Make me instead, then give it to him. How do you win? That's Omer Mashav Ruach Mashav Zika Omer Murda Geshem but Amitra Maisa because the time you believe the name of Halam Mikaro before you eat by Abraham and Tavela Mishin Omer Mavel Alon Nebishtaya Vikers Milena Eni Varav Popikul Ekdishta Begubar Vagazata Anit Vyadulam Gishamim Al Chatzot Vemar Halil first Vyachaka Vakul Shatu. That's B'nei Mechuzash. Any B'nei Mechuzash Shrikhu Shachu Shachu Shachu.